Welcome back. In this section, we're going to look at the helpfulness of thoughts. So to start out, I'd like you to write down, if you have a pen, or think about, if you don't have a pen, about an area of your life you feel stuck in, or that you feel frustrated with or anxious about. And go ahead and just think about that area and take a little bit of time to complain about the situation. Write out some of the thoughts that go through your mind when you're really struggling with the situation you're stuck in. And so go ahead. Okay, great. So put that to the side for a moment and let's talk a little bit about thoughts. Thoughts are an amazing tool in humans. The ability to use abstract thinking and language have likely helped us take over the planet and rise to the top of the food chain, even though we're a lot less strong than a bunch of animals here. We've expanded our lifespan from 30 to 80 years. Just take the device you're listening on right now. Thought was one of the main tools that created this device. People had to plan for it and communicate about it and use a lot of thinking to make that device come into life. Yet there's a downside to thought too. Thought is so predominant now. Many of us are living inside a verbal and image-mediated reality more than directly experiencing reality through our senses. Thoughts are not reality. This becomes particularly important when we're having thoughts that are holding us back in life. Since thoughts are just bits of language or images or part feelings that arise in our mind, and they're sometimes true and sometimes not so true, we have one key question we can ask of any thought. The question is this thought helpful? Like the thought, he should want to date me. Is that thought helpful? Or only 20 people liked my last Facebook photo. People must not like me. Is that thought helpful? For any thought, you can ask, is this really helping me in life? If the answer is yes, then you can keep thinking the thought. If the answer is no, then let it go. It's funny, even if the thought's true, yet it's not helpful for you, then you have permission to just let it go. Like you might have the thought, his new girlfriend is hotter than me. And this thought may be true, but does it enliven you to think about it? When you think of it, does it give you more energy to take small steps towards dating? Any thought that robs you of energy and makes you feel heavier, more constricted, more closed down, just let it go. You can ask yourself, when thinking this thought, how do I feel in my body? Do I feel lighter, freer, more spacious, or do I feel heavier or denser? If the thought's helping you, keep it. If not, let it pass through. Now let's revisit what you thought earlier about an area in your life you feel stuck in. Do those thoughts about it empower you and motivate you? Or do they demotivate you? With each thought you have, you can ask, is this thought helpful? So just reflect on some of the thoughts you have for your stuck area of life and think, are these really enlivening me? Are these helping me reach my goals? Okay, great. Now as you go through your day, feel free to catch what your mind is saying to you and ask, is this thought helpful? Is this helping me thrive in this situation? Just because a thought arises in your head doesn't mean you need to believe it and do what it says. Ask if it's helping you, and if it's not, just say goodbye.